Ricky, that was not really a good day, was it? A few too many heads went down. We were never really in the game.
No,
what do you make of that?
That's an understatement, I think. I'm very angry. I'm disappointed. We spoke before the game. We asked for two things, for consistency in our performance and to make sure that teams have to work hard to score goals against us. And the only thing that we are consistent with at the minute is being inconsistent. And the first three goals were an absolute embarrassment the way we defended. And you know that either the players are not listening to me because we seem to take one step forward with the performance on Tuesday night against Murphy, yeah, and then we take three steps backwards with the performance that we put in today. The first three goals, are, you know, they haven't had to work for them. It was a free header, the centre-half coming out to try and head in a full-back area. And then the other centre-half not coming across to cover. The second goal, the same, but then the full-back doesn't get tight, allows him to turn, come in the box and shoot. The third goal was a ridiculous tackle that he doesn't even need to make, gives away the penalty. And they're three very preventable goals. And I'm getting sick and tired of keep saying the same things to cut out individual errors. So, you know, I can't make decisions for players running on the pitch. They have to make them themselves. And at the minute, they're making very, very poor ones, very poor calls, judgments, decisions to go and do things that they don't have to do instead of just defending properly. The goals don't move. Stay in the middle of the goal. Defend your 18-yard box. And we've done that absolutely atrociously in the first half. And in a game where there was very few chances, they only entered our 18-yard box five times and scored three goals. Now, that to me is a poor statistic and goes to show that we're not defending our 18-yard box very well. And if you do that against a team of Leamington's quality, you're going to get punished. There's only ever going to be one outcome. And we've addressed it, and you know, I wasn't particularly happy with them at half time and let them know that. And the second half performance was okay, but I think in that situation where Leamington are happy to play keep ball and rotate it around the back, it sort of suited us because it was damage limitation at that point. And you can point at the fact that we didn't have Andrew Phillips, we didn't have Danny Kelly, we didn't have Josh Dawkins. Liam McDevitt dropped out this morning with an illness. Buster Harradine still not fit. You know, they're five big players for us. And when you look at your bench and you've only got a 16-year-old on the bench, you know, them players played like there was no consequences. It didn't mean enough to them that if they made mistakes, that there's somebody on the bench waiting to come in and take their place. You know, they played like as if it didn't matter, and that really angers me, frustrates me. And I think the biggest positive to come out of today's game is that we're going to have four, potentially with Buster, five players that can come straight back into the starting team on Tuesday night and give some of the players that started today a kick up the backside, because I'm not going to put up with it. I've said before, I'm not going to put up with it. And, you know, some of the players are either not choosing to listen to me and not believe what I'm saying, or, you know, they're simply not good enough for this level of football. And either way, you know, I'm going to do my best to turn that around and make them aware that this is a ruthless game, and my kindness can't be taken as a sign of weakness, and I'm here to win games of football for this football club, and the performance they put in today, certainly the first 45 minutes wasn't acceptable, and I'm not going to part of it any longer.
Yeah, as you say, hard, tough game at this level. Make mistakes, you get punished, and we certainly did today.
Yeah, our season's not going to be defined on games like this. You know, Chippenham, Dunstable, Slough, Murphy, Leamington, if you can pick up points against them teams, you've done very, very well. Our season is going to depend on the games like Cinderford and St Neots and Cambridge City that we've played this season and taken points from. And Biggles Wade are in and around us, so it's a game Tuesday night where we have to be better. We have to look at, when you're at home, although they're a very good side and they've got some very good players, it's a game that we have to look to improve. We have to look to try and take something out of it if we've got any ambitions of staying in this league, and I certainly have. I hope the players have. They're not showing it in their performance, and it's my job now to get the best out of them, and I think it will be a welcome return for those players on Tuesday night, and give some of the players that play today a kick up the backside to show them and prove to them that they need to improve.
Certainly is, mate. Couldn't disagree with that.
Cheers,
thank you very much.
Thanks.